Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. In today's session, we are going to discuss an open source approach to the hybrid cloud. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Victor Palma, cloud engineer at Open Nebula, and it will be a pleasure to be with you here in this session. So first, I would like to do a quick overview of the current state of the hybrid cloud scenario. So first of all, I would like to introduce the question of what is the hybrid cloud. Surely, most of you already know what is the hybrid cloud, but for those who don't, the hybrid cloud is the union of the public cloud and the private cloud. So you can have your on-premise cloud infra, and in certain circumstances, maybe you need to expand your cloud in order to cover on-demand resources. So when you do that using public cloud resources, we can say that you are using a hybrid cloud scenario. So the hybrid cloud has a lot of benefits like flexibility, disaster recovery, cost optimization, but I think the relevant ones are the two related to security and the edge computing. Security and compliance is, I think, that is a topic that is very, very important nowadays, since, for example, in Europe, we have a lot of regulations related to the privacy of the user. So we need to find a way to complain and, to meet that regulations. Thanks to the hybrid cloud, we can deploy in a public cloud provider in the Europe clusters in order to have all the information of the user in Europe and meet that regulation. And the other relevant point is edge computing. So in order to prepare, to offer all that application that works in real time, like AI or 5G connectivity or even video games, video game streaming, we need to use this kind of servers in the edge, near to the user, in order to reduce the latency. So we have some challenges here, most of them related to the complexity and the integration of this kind of architectures in our clouds. So it's very difficult to handle all the different providers that we can find in the market, like, for example, AWS or Equinix or Scaleway or even other new cloud providers like i3net. We have a lot of them. So each of them has different nomenclatures, different names, different workflows, and you need to adapt your cloud to them. So it's a very big challenge that the hybrid cloud needs to cover. And the other one is related to the cost and resource management of the hybrid cloud. Of course, we can use the hybrid cloud to optimize the cost of our cloud, but uncontrolled resources can, in certain situations, lead to unexpected costs that we are. So we are going to find at the end of the month a very big bill to pay, for example, to the public provider that we are using. So in order to face all these challenges, we are going to see a technology stack, of course, an open source technology stack for cover all these hybrid cloud scenario. So first of all, of course, we are going to use a KVM as hypervisor. So we are going to use the already foundation that we have in any Linux system in order to create and define all the virtual machines that we are going to create. We can, of course, use another hypervisor if you need it, but I think that KVM is the more general use case hypervisor that we can find currently in the Linux ecosystem. So on top of that, we are going to use Open Nebula as a cloud orchestrator. Open Nebula has a lot of capabilities, like the orchestration of virtual machines based in KVM and in others hypervisors as well. You can manage application containers and even Kubernetes clusters. So you can do that in your own on-premise data center, in the public cloud, or even in the edge. And also, since it's a as main philosophy of mine of Open Nebula tries to avoid vendor locking. So we want to create a solution that is agnostic to the provider, as my colleague Jordi speak in the previous session. So we are going to use Open Nebula as a multi-cloud orchestrator. So we can, with Open Nebula, deploy any application like VMs, multi-VMs, Kubernetes clusters, everything in a shared environment. Then we have the feature to handle all these resources in a uniform management layer. So we can use an homogeneous layer to handle all the resources that we have in AWS, in Equinix, or even in our own clouds, of course. So that gives us the opportunity to use any infrastructure, not only our on-premise infrastructure. So we can migrate, move, and even live migrate applications in real time with no downtime, as we are going to see later. If you want to get more information about all the information that I'm talking about right now, you can go to opennebula.io multicloud, where we have more information and some use cases related to these features. So there we are going to introduce the key technology that we are going to use to achieve to face all the challenges that we have to face during the deployment of a hybrid cloud. That is OneForm. OneForm is a tool that we are currently developing here at Open Nebula, an open source tool as well, and is the foundation of the automatic provisioning in the public cloud and even in the edge cloud. So OneForm is an extension of Open Nebula that uses Terraform for provisioning resources and Ansible to configuring all the stuff in the nodes. So thanks to OneForm, we are able to deploy a multi-cloud infrastructure in just 50 minutes, and in some cases under 50 minutes. So it's a very quick deployment, a very quick provisioning that we can do thanks to this platform. So we are going to take a look in depth to OneForm as a key tool for the hybrid cloud management. So first of all, well, you can see here a dictionary definition of what is OneForm. As I already said, OneForm is a new tool that allows you to automatically deploy and configure new clusters in the public cloud into your Open Nebula cloud. So it is just a definition, a formal definition, but thanks to OneForm, you can deploy and provision in not only clusters, but hosts, of course, and networks, data stories, virtual routers, VMs, and multi-VMs applications. And all of these resources are supported by the Open Nebula multi-tenancy capabilities from a single portal. So you can handle them with the same management layer using the same workflow for the different kind of resources. So here are two concepts that I want to clarify first. We have first the provider. The provider is where we are going to deploy, we are going to create the resources, like the public cloud provider that we are going to use. And then we have the provision, that is what we want to deploy. We want to provisioning in the public cloud. So the provider for OneForm is just a bunch of credentials in order to connect to the public cloud provider and request all the resources that we want to create later. And a provision is a template, a document that defines all the resources that we want to create in our public cloud provider. I would like to say that we can use the same provision with different providers. So the provision, the document that defines a provision is agnostic to the provider. So we can reuse the same infra that we can define in a provision file to different providers. Some of the features, well, is the template system that I already mentioned, the multi-provider support. Of course, you can create different providers in the same platform. And of course, the ultimate cluster deployment is the core of all of these features. But we also have some interesting features like the lifecycle management. So you can deploy the provision, for example, in AWS, and you can of course stop and delete all these resources. But you can also update this provision in real time, scale this provision based on your needs, on rules predefined by the cloud administrator, and you can even hold the provision and power off the provision in order to save resources. One form is also developed with the main idea in mind of be extensible and customizable. It's an open source tool, so we want to anyone can add their own cloud provider to the platform. So it's very easy to expand it with more configuration files. We are adding a lot of guides to our documentation in order to be user-friendly, the integration of new cloud providers to OneForm. Of course, it also provides an API, so you can use it to create your own tool or to integrate this tool with other third-party tools in order to create automations and other workflows. So as I already said, OneForm is based in the integration with OpenNebula, with Terraform and Ansible. So starting from the Terraform site. Here you can see a comparison between the infra that OneForm provisioning using Terraform in AWS, this is an example for AWS, and the configuration that OneForm creates in OpenNebula. From the provider point of view, Terraform creates, in this case, a VPC, a subnet to connect four instances, in this case, a public gateway and all the IP routing configuration that need in order to enable the configuration to the internet. And from the OpenNebula point of view, OneForm creates, of course, the same number of hosts, the VXLAN in order to connect, to provide inter-VM communication between the virtual machines, and all the configuration related to the data stories, where we are going to store all the images of our virtual machines. So this is completely agnostic to the provider. So it's OneForm who is going to decide what resources it's going to create depending on the provider, and it's going to automatically configure that configuration in OpenNebula in order to handle all the resources seamlessly. And from the Ansible part, OneForm relies on OneDeploy. OneDeploy is another OpenNebula tool that is, of course, open source as well, that use a lot of Ansible playbooks in order to configure OpenNebula nodes and frontends. The OpenNebula frontend is the machine, the server, where you install the OpenNebula daemon that is in charge of handling all the OpenNebula services, and the node is the virtualization node. So in this case, we use in OneForm OneDeploy in order to configure these nodes. This tool is very powerful, so in case you are thinking about try OpenNebula, I really recommend it, because it's if you know how to launch an Ansible playbook, you are going to know how to use the OneDeploy tool, since it's based on Ansible as well. So we have some use cases for OneForm. Of course, the first one is the automated edge cluster provisioning. So you can deploy a cluster in less than 50 minutes. It's very awesome that you can do that, fully automated. Then we have the option, the use case, to use a multi-cloud distribute applications in our OpenNebula cloud, so you can deploy a multi-cloud application, for example, have a three cluster distributed in different location, and an application deployed at the same time and connected in the three different clusters of different providers and in different locations. And finally, of course, provides the hybrid cloud expansion to your cloud. You can expand your cloud to the public cloud anytime you need, automatically based on demand of the resources of your current cloud. So now it's the showtime. I don't know, today the network connection is a mess, it's pretty unstable, so I'm going to share some screenshots about the process, and I'm going to show to you how the process is. But in case you want a live demo of all this process, we have a screencast that we recently upload to our YouTube channel. So I really recommend it to take a look at this screencast. But I'm just going to comment how this works here in the slide, since, well, the Wi-Fi today is terrible. So here you can see a definition of, from the infra point of view, of what we can deploy using OneForm. We can deploy from the Open Nebula Sandstorm portal using the OneForm website, that it has another interface separate from Open Nebula. You can define the providers, and you can define, in this example, three different providers: Amazon, Equinix, and Scaleboy. So you can create different clusters in the different providers. In this case, we have one cluster in Germany, another one in Amsterdam, and the last two in Paris and in Poland. So you can deploy that from the infra point of view, and from the application point of view, you can create a multi-VM application that is going to be automatically deployed at the same time in these four clusters. So we have, in this case, is an example using MinIO. That is a very, very powerful tool for monitoring and other things. So from here, you can, for example, create a cluster with 3 VMs with HA configuration automatically and distributed in the cloud. So you are going to, you can use this for that, for store objects and get this distributed ecosystem. Here you can see a screenshot of the OneForm providers table. So from here we can add any provider that we want and that was supported in the platform. For example, we can use Scaleway, AWS, or Equinix, but we can add any credentials of any cloud provider that we want in order to use it, as I explained before. And if we try to deploy a provision using the provider, we are going to get this. This is the Frankfurt cluster that is located in AWS. AWS is the provider for the cluster. And we define a couple of hosts in this case with their own IP, their own resources, and all of them provisioned automatically and integrated automatically in Open Nebula. So for a Open Nebula cloud administrator, these hosts are going to be, the workflow with this host are going to be the same as the host that you can have in your on-premise infrastructure. So then once we have the infrastructure deployed, we can go to the Open Nebula Public Marketplace in order to download the My Own Multinode Service appliance. So it's automatically configured in order to create the MinIO service, selecting the nodes where we want to deploy it. If we go to, well, to the service template, if you want to learn more about how Open Nebula works, we have a lot of tutorials in our YouTube channel. But if we go to the template section and try to instantiate this service, we are going to get in a few minutes this dashboard. It's a MinIO dashboard that is deployed, distributed along a multi-cloud setup. So as closing thoughts and next step that we are working on in this tool, I would like to say that OneForm is currently in development, so we will launch this tool along OpenNebula 7.0. OpenNebula 7.0 is the start of what we call the One Next Cloud Generation. So it's going to have a lot of new features related to provisioning, hybrid cloud, AI that we are working on as part of the IPCI project. This tool is going to replace OneProvision. If someone of you knows about OpenNebula, maybe you heard this name in the past. It's a tech preview that we had before, but we are redefining OneForm based on what we learned about OneProvision. So the focus that we have with this tool are mainly two. First, we want to integrate as many providers as we can. We are listening to the community in order to see what providers they are using and what providers are the game changers of this hybrid cloud scenario. And then we are also trying to optimize the provisioning time even more. So we think that we can improve more the time that we dedicate to the provisioning, making more optimization for the Ansible part and maybe for the Terraform as well. So I would like to say, as I said before, that this project is funded by the IPCI SIS project, the next generation European platform for the data center Cloud Edge Continuum. So if you want to learn more about this project, you can go to the URL that you can see there in the bottom. And I also encourage you to participate in our forum. As I said before, we are developing the next generation for the cloud open source platform. We are listening to the community. We are seeing what the community needs and what the user demands. So please participate in the forum and let us know what did you expect from the next Open Nebula cloud generation. So thank you so much. So if you have any question, it's now the moment. Questions? Any? Yeah. Can you speak more louder, please?
Isn't this too expensive to run metal instances on AWS only for the edge? It's like there it costs thousands per month.
Can you repeat the? Sorry. It's for me. So I'm so sorry. He asked about it's expensive to deploy, of course, a bare metal instance in AWS. And do you say for what reason we want to do that? Well, it's depending on the use case as always, but it's more oriented to the scenario where you have your on-premise infrastructure and you want to be able to attend peaks of demands of resources. Thus, in that cases, you don't have the time to go to your data center and put more servers. It's for that kind of a scenario, or even for the cloud edge, it could be interesting. But of course, as I said during the first slides, one of the challenges that we face with the hybrid cloud is just the cost that the bare metal instance has. So that's right.
Any other questions?
Okay, so
thank you
so much.